Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Still here.
And we're speaking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth.
Who still was, here.
Everybody's still here.
Right. Our naps are over. We had a big
We were just finishing up the ADA mats, do you call them?
Yes.
Yeah, the ADA mats, which now I understand how they really are.
The mobile
Very
mats.
Beneficial
right.
For somebody with a disability going mm-hmm. into the park, mm-hmm. Into the pool. The beach, excuse me.
One of those things.
Yeah, one of the things.
A, B, C.
We'll get it eventually.
All of the above.
But this is our last segment. So before we go into other questions, I know you have some announcements of things coming up. I don't want to miss on them.
Right.
And then what are the other things you want to touch on, how you want to do it with Clark, et cetera.
Okay. So because we're talking about, you know, individuals with disabilities.
Right.
So one of the things that we're doing this year at Clark Botanic Gardens is we're going to be constructing a sensory garden at Clark. So and Clark Gardens is in Albertson. If you haven't gone there, you've got to go there. It's beautiful any season of the year. But so in this garden, you will need to utilize the five senses. Taste, hearing,
nice.
Touch. And so it will be totally accessible to people with disabilities, but it's going to be a beautiful thing for all. And so one of the things that I think is most important when we're talking about individuals with disabilities and programming in the town is that we have programming that's not just dedicated to someone with disabilities, but that it's a program that's inclusive, that is appropriate for those with disabilities to attend as well. So like when we have our spring festival,
right.
They'll have a certain, like some programs that are great for everybody, but for that particular one, you know, the lights won't be flashing as much or it won't be as loud, so that if someone is on the autistic spectrum and that might in fact bother them, so this would be something that would be a little toned down, so that it would be appropriate.
And nice.
So those are some.
But also open to everybody else.
Open to everybody and enjoyable for everybody.
Right, right, right.
There's a little walking trail there too that you can go on and Clark, which I've done.
Yes.
You have to do it a few times, but it's nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to Clark. I've never gone.
It's just beautiful. There are all kinds of different gardens.
Yeah,
there.
That, we that have I a like. New, that's what I've seen.
And beautifully maintained by our staff as well as a legion of volunteers
right.
who do an amazing job. We have a new greenhouse, so we're able to really do some beautiful plants, bring them in for the winter,
and then
you know, put them back out you know, in the spring. Beautiful things happening there.
Perfect. I mean, it's just, you know, it's the story of this town at this point, which is tremendous. Upcoming events.
Upcoming events.
I don't want this to end and then all of a sudden you want to say
Polar
something.
Polar Plunge. And John, you're going to be there, right?
John will be there.
So the town of North Hempstead, along with Special Olympics New York.
And Christina Liu.
Absolutely. Just wants to remind, you know, everybody who's listening that we will be freezing for a reason on Saturday, March 3rd for the 14th annual Town of North Hempstead Polar Plunge. It's at North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington, and all the funds that are raised go towards Special Olympics New York programs and promote awareness of people living with disabilities in New York. So I encourage everybody to sign up either as an individual, join a team, create your own team. I go and I'm very supportive. But the first time I went, someone said to me, well, where's your bathing suit? And I said, well, it's in the drawer where it's been for the last 20 years.
Where it belongs.
Right. But there, it changes people's lives. And the when you see the people just, you know, running in, it is an amazing thing.
Just suppose somebody is listening. That'd be a good thing, first of all. But suppose there were some people listening.
Yeah, right. Step number one.
Yeah. But they want to get involved with the Polar Plunge. Now, I understand the concept. You're going to set your own team up mm-hmm. and get donations and so on. Mm-hmm. But physically, technically, how do you do that? Do you go to the towns?
I would say call 311.
Call 311.
And they will give you all the information.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But anybody who wants to participate, you know, it is an amazing day. There's one young man, and he has disabilities. His name is Aaron Lipinski. And so Aaron raises money for Special Olympics every year. And right. he's made it a cause célèbre.
Nice.
And he's so proud of what he's doing, and we acknowledge him every year. And it's just, I think that it's changed his life, and he's changed our lives.
Right.
So it's an amazing thing.
So Christina, the fact that she works for the town, probably doesn't even have to call 311 to set this up.
No, she could set it up right on her own. Absolutely. Another thing, you know, John, you mentioned Valentine's Day. And so this is something that happened just a few days ago where we had a renewal of vows. We had over 50 couples who came and renewed their vows. And when I tell you, you could feel the love in the room. It was wonderful. And, you know, you have people who've been married 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, and more. And so they come each year. So any of you who are listening, put that on your calendar for next year if you haven't come to our renewal of vows. It's a wonderful event. There's a lunch afterwards. And we all have a really great time. We have the Women's Honor Roll.
Oh, that's coming
up. Okay, that's coming up, and we're accepting nominations. It's the May Neuberger Women's Roll of Honor. And so the nominations are now being accepted. The applications are due by next Tuesday. So,
okay.
You know, if there's somebody who you think should be honored, really, you know, do it quickly. You can call our 311 call center or, you know, log into the town's website, which is northhempsteadny.gov/roll-of-honor. And you can download the application.
Call 311.
Yeah, I'd say call 311. That's what I would do. The Women's Roll of Honor will be Wednesday, March 28th at the clubhouse at Harbor Links, and it'll be from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Perfect. Okay.
So which is terrific. And then I want to remind all of you who are listening that we do a senior spring fling. It's going to be two dates because we found we couldn't just do it at one time. So the one of them will be March 16th. At Fusillo Park, and the other one will be March 23rd at CGM. You need to RSVP to 311. The spots are really filling up quickly, so if you're interested in going to either March 16th or March 23rd, it's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., call 311. We really have a good time.
I've been to a few of them, and I do agree, call immediately because they book up.
Yeah.
And then it can't be helped. You know, every room has a occupancy capacity by New York State or the fire marshal or somebody. So you're not being turned away because nobody likes you. You're turned away because you didn't call.
Right.
That's all
and
you have to do.
It used to be a Valentine's Day party, but we found that every year we were canceling it because it was snowing, it was icy, there was some weather-related incident. So we've turned it into a spring fling, fingers crossed
right, okay.
That the weather will, you know, cooperate.
Do you have a question, Otto, or I have a question?
I have a quick one.
You go.
Yeah, I do, actually. I read somewhere about knock-on training
for
employees. I've had my share of family, friends, et cetera, who've had issues that are very deep and cause lots of problems for lots of people. And the fact that you're training people to contend with that type of thing, I think, is very important. So maybe 2 seconds on.
Sure. So we're really proud of this. We're partnering with Northwell on this, and it's the first time that they've partnered with a municipality. And so we're doing it. We have one session set up, and no one has to do it. It's voluntary. But we feel it's so important because the people who work in North Hempstead come into contact with the public, whether it's at parks, you know, different events, athletic things. So we want to make sure that if, in fact, there's someone who overdoses, you know, you hope that's not the case, but
right.
We can't stick our heads in the sand
right.
And say that's never going to happen. So just as you have, you know, training in CPR, we feel it's very important to have the Narcon training, and we'll see if we're able to expand it to, you know, other venues as well.
Yeah, and I would say that problem knows no boundaries when it comes to influence or affluence, poor, rich, whatever. Lots of people have family problems that involve different kinds of drugs.
Well, you know what today it is, which is different when we were all growing up. The cost and the accessibility is ridiculous. I mean, years ago, you had to be rich in Studio 54 to be doing cocaine. You had to be in this millionaire crowd because you couldn't get it. You had to know somebody very special, and it was a fortune. High school is just people. I mean, it's the most bizarre thing, how readily accessible it is.
It's not good.
It is. And, you know, in some areas you see it because you have people hanging out on the streets.
Yeah. Oh.
And in some of the more affluent areas, they're not hanging out in the streets, but they're hanging out in someone's basement.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you're not seeing it doesn't mean it's not occurring. It is.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
I can tell you from personal experience observing, it happens. No question about it.
So, you know, again, it's trying to be proactive. And so this, you know, is a step, you know, towards trying to address it. So if we save only one life, then it will be well worth.
Well, I like the words, not putting your head in the sand. I mean, the facts of life are it's a problem.
Yeah.
So let's try to do something about it.
Yeah. You know, at the beginning of this whole thing, which we're almost out of time again, at the beginning of this whole thing, Judy said, like, I keep saying I. But ending it is under your initiative that a lot of these things, you know, if you didn't want to do this stuff, these things wouldn't be going on. You're caring and you're taking the first step. Somebody could tell you something and you say, yeah, and it goes out your mind. That's the end of it. It doesn't go any further. But if you're willing to call somebody on your staff and say, we have to look in, this sounds interesting. Come back with some information. Now, I'm sure some things come back that you say, that's ridiculous. It's going to cost us millions of dollars. It doesn't make any sense. The end result, I don't see a win-win for the town. Or you go forward, and then that does become your credit for the things, and it's a success.
Well, it's the credit of everybody around me, seriously, because we have such a dedicated staff of people. You know, I mentioned, you know, all the different categories,
Yeah. But
everybody is so involved. And so I'll end on a happy note. So one of the things that we had been hearing for many years was the fact that North Hempstead doesn't have a dog park.
Okay.
All right. and I want to tell you, this is not being done without controversy, because there are people who think this is the best thing in the world, that we are going to be doing a dog park. The first one that's going to be located at Michael J. Tully Park in New Hyde Park. And, you know, with the state of the town, I had said, you know, for our beloved dog population, we know that it's going to be greeted with barks of joy.
I use that park all the time. And it's dog friendly now.
Yes.
It's not an issue. I don't have a dog. Mm-hmm. But the people have been very good at cleaning up. The geese are not too good at cleaning up, but the dogs are good.
Well, and the dogs scare the geese away a little bit. So it
they
has
help.
A double.
They help.
That's true. So, you know, that was one of our initiatives, to have dog-friendly parks so that we're able to have dogs on leashes. And if you notice, there are poles that have the doggy bags, so there's no excuse for people not cleaning up. A dog park is different, and there are people who think, why aren't you doing something else? And so I was explaining that it's got to be a balance, and everything that we do is not going to be greeted, you know, as something that's fabulous by everybody. But this is something that has been advocated for a very, very long time, and we're proud to be able to do it.
Good. And we're out of time.
And
from the Zen perspective, Judy tries to find the middle way in everything, which is very true, because it's never perfect for everybody. But if you go down the middle as well as you possibly can, then again, we go back to win-win. I want to thank you, all that you do, and for coming on the show today.
I have to thank you. It is such fun to be here with all of you and to have the opportunity to just speak a little bit about what we're doing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Perfect.